The world is full of a number of things. I'm sure we should all be as happy as kings. Robert Louis Stevenson called that a happy thought. Above the sky, there must dwell a dear heavenly father, wrote Schiller. And Beethoven set it to music, joy, bright effulgence of the gods. And then there are hurricanes, earthquakes, and AIDS virus transmitted by transfusion blood. And whose are the volcanoes? In The Plague, Camus tells of a prisoner looking up at the stars through the grilled window of his cell and ponders the sublime indifference of the universe. If there is a God, is that God beneficent, malicious, or indifferent? The evidence is conflicting. And we'll get no further staring at the stars, the sunsets, tornadoes, or flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la, have nothing to do with the case. None of the foregoing can be blamed on man. If there is anyone to blame, it must be God. If there is a God, and is he then beneficent, malicious, or indifferent? Like flies to wanton boys are we to the gods, they kill us for their sport. Makes us rather bear those ills we have than fly to others that we know not of. Is the first article any help? Not if it comes first. It begins, I believe. And faith is not born of the first article. Faith begins in the third, where the Holy Spirit delivers to us as gifts all that our Savior achieved for us. All of our Savior is confessed in the second article. He did it all, and it's all given to us as gift. Gift, gifts received is faith. Then faith swings into the first article and receives everything there in the life of faith. That is, as gift. Gift because given. And given by such a God who has made us alive as his own by way of the third and the second article. Made alive as one of his own, Dorian. And Dorian then also the first article. There is no place where my life goes on, the life he has given me as one of his own. No place where he is not God, not such a God as was on the cross for me, who put his name on me with the water and into my mouth his body and his blood. There is nowhere in all the world a surer fact than all of that. When all of the evidence contradicts that he bothers about us or at all, the large catechism has us confess indestructibly, nevertheless, I am baptized. Those who thus confess are they who also may then confess, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Or the other way round, the Apostles' Creed was born of the name put upon us with the water of holy baptism. It is given to the baptized, thus to confess the first article. Traditio and reditio symboli. To get the first article wrong, to end up in doubt or despair, you have first to chuck your baptism. His name on you with the water, according to the Lord's mandate and institution. Three things, as the small catechism has us confess, name, water, mandate. Not water only, but water as in the Lord's mandate and with his words, his name. But water for sure. No water, no holy baptism. And water is there for you, for sure. Water, first article stuff. But we mayn't start there. Poetically or religionsgeschichtlicherweise. As in water, water everywhere. primordial slime, amniotic water, Aphrodite's birth, Nile water, Osiris water, water which kills and renews life. Similitude talk, says Dr. Luther. And of holy baptism, do not ponder the fact that the water is wet, but rather that it has the words of the Lord. That Lord, those words, that water, all his, all gift for you. His also all the other water. When next you get drowned in a typhoon, go to it as one baptized, watered with the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. His the water of your baptism, his the water of the typhoon, which brings your baptism to fulfillment. Amen.